Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news.
It really does.
It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Sweating them off.
What?
Sweating them off.
Next time we get like some of our legendary P1s, like Edith and Looper, we had there, I want to get them to record them saying the FOF line number.
Yeah.
Rather than us saying, I think that would be something. And I want to have some voice person. No offense, Ed Bananas, but I want to get just 864 to, you know, I just want to,
It's not a bad idea.
Call the FOF line. Even if your life is great, call the FOF line and record yourself saying, hi, this is P1 short blank. We know that's you, Jeremy Clements. No, if you say, hey, this is P1 so-and-so, call 864-241-4318. And then we will use that also.
It's good.
It's called user-generated content, my friends.
It's open 24-7, so you can call it as many times as you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can call it and fart in the microphone if you want. That's cool.
Yeah. Call and announce you quit your job and then fart, but then you realize, oh, hell, man. Now I got to call unemployment. I just farted in my phone. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
I got to talk into it. It's got doo-doo particles in my phone, man. I got to throw it.
I don't think the residue sticks around that long. Like, I fart in Paige's mic at about 5 till 6 every morning. She never has noticed.
I was wondering why.
That's why she won't put it up to her face.
No. She's like, oh, I can't, man. She's making microphones stink.
I'm going to keep it down here in the throat.
You see what I do to your microphone.
He'd actually hang around and watch that.
I'd be tooting all over his microphone, Paige.
This is disgusting. All right. Well, Ozzy changed his will right before Sharon died. And he put it in his will that Sharon gets a bouquet of black roses every week for the rest of her life from Ozzy.
So, okay. I love that. I think that...
That's pretty cool.
You can tell...
That's romance.
There were times when, like, I'll be honest, I thought, like, he needed her and she needed him. Like, both. Like, he needed to be mothered and kind of, you know, childlike sometimes. But then, you know, she was also like his, a lot of people don't know, like early on, she was his press person. Like she was his marketing person. And that's not how they met, but like she became his business person, not in a steal, but like, We're in this together. Let's make it huge.
She was working for, I mean, he was working for her father, and they fell in love.
I worked for MCA.
She's got a great business sense. He got lucky with that one.
You know, I'm still shocked because when I go back and watch little shorts of Jack and Ozzy talking over the past couple of years, he was still real sharp with it.
Oh, yeah. Really. Back at Halloween time, my daughter sent me a link to it. It's I think I made fun. I didn't make fun of it, but it wasn't all that good. It was Jack Osborne's Haunted.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Paranormal show. Mm-hmm. And Ozzy and Sharon would watch these videos with him. And Ozzy, like, it's not real. It's not. And Sharon's like, I don't see anything or whatever. And Jack's like, come on, Mom and Dad. You don't see. Yeah. I don't do a good impression of him.
I loved their show when it was at their house with all their little dogs and everything.
If I could, you know, another thing to add to the queue is old episodes of Osbourne. See if it's still, not that it holds up, but just, I don't know. I just remember.
I like the fact that they're real, and it's kind of like, well, as real as you can get Hollywood-wise. And it's Dysfunction Junction, like everybody else's house, like mine, with the animals doing things and, you know,
stealing your car keys and
making your car keys fart, saying the car keys farted.
Yeah, actually, your car keys farted on your microphone today. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Called me Shaggy because it wasn't.
That's embarrassing. Jeez. All the same. Well, did you know that the flowers left for Ozzy Osbourne at a makeshift memorial in Birmingham, England, will be mulched and scattered by his private gravesite.
Oh, pause. Who? When Ozzy puts that in there, that Sharon is going to get the weekly roses.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I guess the person, the estate manager, or what? Like who handles that? Because the estate's still paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume she runs it. Like,
God, let's see.
Anything business-wise, she was
Kelly right. Should take that over. Kelly or Jack one. Or the other daughter that doesn't like the limelight. You know?
Well, it's like when you look at Kardashians, you know, God forbid Chris passes away. Who's going to run all their stuff? She is the brains of that family. She's the machine that keeps it going.
Yeah.
Like, who's...
I mean, she... Look, every child is successful. Look what she accomplished.
Like Prince, we know what happened there. It fell apart. The family just laid claim to everything and just licensed whatever.
They were selling the leaves off the trees at...
something that he would never...
I'm sure Purple Park or whatever it is open right
Paisley.
Now.
Paisley.
That's what Purple it is. Park. All right, Brad Paisley should sue for that first time.
College Park, Purple Park! Yeah.
Well, how much do you love a woman? Do you love your woman?
Good bit.
Answer it, fat boy.
I love her more. She brought me some fresh Sani. I'm going to be like a school teacher in here begging for sanitizer.
You know, I use it every day. That's the thing.
That's the problem. I got nothing to huff because she's in here using it.
Use it because...
Call me Huff Daddy because the sanitizer is going right up the nose.
I will go to that...
Call you Trevor Hoffman.
Couple of dollar store and get you some more.
We had a student teacher, Mr. Huff, real smart guy. We called him Huff Daddy. He didn't like it. He had a perfect score on his SAT,
too. Well, he must have knew about the parties even then.
He had a perfect score on his SAT, too. Real skinny guy.
That's why I...
You still in the game, Huff? You still teaching?
That's why I voted that one year, because Puff Daddy said he would kill you if you didn't. That's why I was literally scared not to, because I thought, you know, Junior Mafia was going to come shoot me up.
We'll see.
Put hot balls in me.
He's planning his comeback, did he?
Does that fragrance that you smell every day remind you of a woman? Is that why you do it?
A dead one, because it's got a very very sterile smell to it.
Baby powder smell?
Like I'm sniffing toes in a morgue somewhere.
Oh, shout out Tom Morgenthal.
So Morgie!
You weirdo.
When you coming, Morgie?
Oh.
Gross.
Get up here.
What the hell?
That's strange. All right.
All right.
Why do you ask about
question?
I think I know why.
This guy wears his girlfriend's perfume when she's gone. And that would be Benny Blanco. He admits.
He also don't wear shoes either, anywhere.
Why?
What's wrong with that?
He likes it barefoot.
I don't know. Look, Jethro's the only one that could do it. Everybody else is ripping off the trend.
You know, I like to take my shoes off when I get home. I like to take my clothes off when I get home.
You throw them behind your head.
I can.
Well, I don't.
How far back can you pull your toes?
What do you mean?
I can make a woman's toes touch her shins.
Oh, damn.
Lord. I used to be able to put my knees behind my head, but can't now.
Knees? Jesus.
No, wait a minute. Show me with your fingers. Not like on me, but like...
That way.
No, you know.
Yes.
Paige, I don't want to be graphic when saying this, but your breasts would not have allowed that.
I don't feel like they would. Could you scratch your ears with your big toe? Like, could you get that far up there?
I don't know.
Can you pick up what's it called? A loofah with your toes?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because that's one thing I've read, that female dancers for years, they get that cramping where they cannot.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something, even when I was fat as hell,
I mean,
I could almost kip up the thing with my toes, like I'm flicking it to myself, like I was hacky sacking the damn loofah.
My toes are very muscular, but that's from dancing on point and also doing modern dance. And I have calluses on my foot.
Great band.
I know. And nobody's going to love me for my feet.
You got it for dancing on point set. What'd you say?
I did ballet on point, but I also did modern dance, contemporary.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Modern dance would be like, you know,
Martha Graham.
And nobody ever told you your boobs are too big to dance with?
All the time. I would audition and they'd say sorry.
What would they put on there? Would they draw like two zeros and put a dot in the middle?
I told you the story. I didn't know that. I mean, the teacher didn't know that I was in the room, and I heard what she said about me, and they put my picture on one of the programs.
Is this a quote?
Yeah.
What did she say?
We had to do a prop dance, and I used a big one of those dodgeballs, and I did turns with it.
You mean like a yoga ball?
No, where you play dodgeball and you throw.
Dodgeball usually traditionally, but
I got a really big one.
You have a big what?
Dodgeball, red ball, yes. That I used when I was dancing because I needed a prop. Like that. So I did all these turns, and then the last thing was turn, and then I did the splits on the ground.
Does he want another?
And the way my
I did that accidentally.
Boobs were on top of the ball. It gave me a really sexy shot with doing the splits.
Please tell me you got that.
Can I bring in my yoga ball?
It ended up on the program, and she took it off. She goes, "Well, she can use this when she poses for Penthouse."
Oh my God!
We can't have anything like this. And she
had you already went on your Playboy thing then, or did that come after?
That was after.
So she manifested that to you. You thought, oh my God, my boobs? I call them that. I call them to boobs.
Are you cool if we take our shorts off?
So I was really, I was hurt and I went and cried. And then I thought that I was so obese that I didn't eat practically for a week because.
But yes. I saw the ballet pictures of you. Our first ever website, first ever page's photo was a picture of her in her ballet outfit. And like, I'm telling you, man.
It's getting hot. Well, she said obese and cry. It's getting hotter, the story.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like.
And see, I used to dye my hair black.
I know. You look like a Dorothy Hamill.
I wanted to look like my mom.
Huge boobs.
My mom had dark hair and dark eyes, and she was beautiful. And I thought, well, you know what? I'll try to do that.
Don't cry for me, you little fatty.
I always think I'm fat. And that goes back.
Don't most women, like even like a woman that's 110 pounds.
I'm here to confirm it for you.
No, you're not. Yeah. Look at me. I've known you for 25 years.
Oh, God.
You are in the best shape of your life.
I'm getting
there. Hold on. I was looking in a mirror. No, Paige.
I'm getting there. Not now.
No, for real.
But I really,
there was a time, right? I'll tell you, 5 years. I remember it plain as day. 5 years before COVID started, me and you both got chunky.
Oh, I did.
We did.
I
don't know what was up.
No, I lived on.
I watched an old video.
I lived on Game of Thrones and ice cream. That's all I ate. But yeah. That's after Chris died. I was very unhappy.
Yeah, that's a. You got to deal with it somehow.
I feel like
right?
Fat Boy's like a pothead right now that
he's
goes back
away.
To their little box.
I have to go get
and they're like, box.
Man, let me go back in my grinder and see if there's some shaking
you
here.
You know, and I actually
there ain't nothing in this hand sanitizer to sniff.
I got new hand sanitizer from the mall, one of the mall places, but somebody took it, so I don't have it anymore. No.
If you see me at Ace Hardware smelling the spray paint, mind your business, as the kids say.
Down my face.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I say this for Fat Boy because they think, oh, you're a grandfather. You should have a gray beard like that. No, he huffs paint.
The silver paint.
He huffs paint. He's not that old. All right?
All you plumbers out there, you know about that PVC cleaner, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
Orange or purple. They're both good.
Yeah, and that brings up another. I can't be a plumber because of my elongated crack.
That's why.
Like, I barely bend over. You're going to see crack. It just happens.
He can't huff the glue either. Remember the guy who called TNC? He had to quit plumbing because he kept huffing the glue.
It's your crack.
He couldn't stop.
Well, he said he was
just
giving,
happy to see me.
Like he would, yeah, he would get like the spins from.
Remember he talked about going to rehab for huffing glue.
Dude, there's people that go to rehab for huffing gas. No joke.
Why?
You go huff here some here.
Because it started during the 80s with the gas shortage, and they started huffing, not huffing, but siphoning.
You don't want that.
And they realized, damn, this is kind of a cool little thing here. So once gas was ready available again, they started sniffing that stuff. All right, good morning.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The best.
And now it's time for the best. The best damn audio.
That was very loud. Apologies.
Hi,
Poppy. Yesterday, I'm just dying. I mean, I can only do four, and I had like 12. So this is, in my opinion, the best of the best of the best damn audio.
It's hard to pick.
Damn.
It really is.
All right, I'll kick her off.
All right.
So.
Get it, boy.
We love Whataburger. They're a client, you know. What's up, Whataburger? I love it.
I do, too. I think I'm not going to say any more because you already said they're a client, but I really do enjoy their food.
I love the doubles.
I like the fries like that. Mm-hmm. I like them. They're
perfect.
Perfect fries.
Well, when they open them, people like to get in line. We got a guy from Spartanburg who drove all the way to Charlotte to stand in line at Whataburger.
Yeah.
If you know this guy, please send him our way because I'd like to talk to him. More importantly,
you'd like to buy a couple weeks from him.
Well, I want to ask him about his relationship with his uncle. What the hell's going on there?
Came all the way up to be the first person in line. Tell us your name.
Chris.
And you're from?
Spartanburg.
Why'd you come up here? Why'd you drive up here and you're the first in line?
Because I wanted to come up here, be up here at Whataburger.
Do you like the burgers?
Yeah. My uncle made me come.
Your uncle, but you made him come?
Yep.
Why'd you make him come?
Hey.
It's good.
It's, you know, the more the merrier.
The more the merrier. They came up here. They're the first people in line.
Look at that. Chris from Spartanburg drove all the way to Charlotte for a Whataburger. I like how he says it, though. Now, we got them littered all throughout the upstate here.
Yikes.
Whataburgers.
Yikes.
Whataburgers.
Yeah.
As he says.
Well, yeah, definitely a native. He says Spartanburg. Like, Spartanburg. Nobody says Spartanburg. If they do, they're not from here. They're trying to sell you something.
That's how you tell us AI. Spartanburg.
Yeah. If you say, what's your favorite part of Spartanburg? They're like, the mural, of course. They're not from Spartanburg. Yeah.
Shout out, Saxon.
Converse.
Thank you, Fat Boy. That was magnificent.
Well, I got a lot more.
Well, you want to go with like every other, like back and forth?
Let's do that. Okay. I don't like make it, take it. We'll go back and forth.
Okay. This right here, again, almost guaranteed, and call me all the words that you will at 1-800-774-0093. Few things in this world make me laugh more than a unexpected fart. Like Paige got me earlier in the show.
She did. She says she didn't, but she got you.
These people are playing one of those Cards Against Humanity games or something like that.
Those are fun.
And you have a timer, and you got to say the answer before the timer goes away. And the question is, name three. You ever play the board game? It's like they call it rich person's checkers. It's chess, you know. You pawn the king and all that stuff. She says to this lady, before the time runs out, give me three chess pieces. Now, she misunderstood her, and when she understands that she was saying the wrong answers, then you're going to hear the slippage of the poot.
Name three chess pieces.
Boobs.
Belly.
Chess pieces.
Chest.
The game.
No.
Wow.
Somebody had to wheeze so I catch their breath.
I don't know.
Their breath, excuse me.
What is it when we, everyone does it, when you are laughing like that and there's no breath coming out, like you said, the wheeze.
It's got to go somewhere.
You start beating the hell out of whatever furniture you're sitting nearby.
That's a short one. You got to do that one again for sure.
Name three chess pieces.
Boobs.
Belly.
Chess pieces.
Chest.
The game.
It's nasty.
That was a good one, too.
No more of that.
How about we just said belly button for chest piece?
She was thinking like chest, like she didn't think sternum or, you know, collarbone would have probably been acceptable. Pectoral muscle.
Belly button.
Oh, chest. I love it.
Let's play another edition of everybody's favorite game, but this is a different one called HR Training Video or Deleted Scene from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, my God.
This one had to be heavily edited, but he shoots his shot, I guess you could say.
Oh, boy.
And if you're working in a corporate setting, this is how you don't interact.
Don't do?
Yes.
Oh,
do
my.
Not do this when you interact with a coworker.
That motherfucker, Randy, every time he gets more than six beers in him, he gets pissed off and leaves us.
Tell me about it. I'm getting fucking sick of walking home from work every day.
I'm gonna cut his balls off if I see him.
Don't mention balls. My wife's gonna bite mine off for not being home on time.
What's she making, a big dinner?
Nah, it's Friday. She expects me to fuck her all night long.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Come on, let's go.
Walking in the
probably never had good in your whole life anyways.
You know, I don't think I ever really have.
I'll share what a hot mouth is supposed to feel like.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What?
Should not say to your coworker, let me show you what a hot mouth really feels like.
How in the world did you find that?
I just looked at his favorite places, probably.
They're walking in the woods. They literally walk like 2 feet. Then he shoots a shot and harasses him.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Dude, that was... God.
That is
you
got to
see the full
one. I love that the way you're doing this episodic little, like, niche part of the segment. Like, is this another...
That was the air version. I got to send you the full one.
I don't want to see it.
What do they look like?
I'll tell you what they're wearing. They're both wearing... they're in the woods wearing cowboy hats,
oh
no shirts,
God,
and blue jeans.
Of course. I knew it. Wow.
Okay. Oh, boy. That might have been good to go off.
It's your turn.
Well, here we go. We'll go off on this one and come back with another segment. But I think we all knew that it was going to happen one day, and that's fine. It's really fine. I'm for equal opportunity. So let me introduce you to MC Baba, the world's first ever deaf mute rapper.
What? I didn't know if you were, that was the whole setup. No, if you wanted to, like,
okay, what was bad about what I said?
No, it wasn't bad. I just wasn't expecting it. I didn't know if it was, like, you know, a longer
setup.
Did
I go out of order?
No, I just didn't know if it was a longer setup.
Okay, so again, we knew this was going to happen one day. We knew God that bless. It was going to happen. We've got, like, the world's fattest rapper now, the guy who has to set up there on oxygen.
He sits down.
We've got that little kid that at first people were like, that's really an adult. No, he's really a kid. He's 12. This is the world's first ever deaf mute rapper. It's MC Baba.
I've heard worse.
Pretty good.
Before, you know, like,
I've heard a lot
it
worse.
Sounded like an instrumental off a Kanye album. Like, it really did.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Sling package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. you get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Live. Hey. Sound like an ambulance. Hey. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say famous people celebrating a birthday on the 7th of August. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it.
I'm going to abstain from sucking it this week, I think. I'm just going to let you two fight over who's going to suck it. Or if anyone will,
Well, Paige is too tired to suck it, so.
I know. She literally was in deep thought about a text or fell asleep just now. We don't know.
Well, you bore me. What am I going
to
do?
Well, we're trying to.
Out.
What?
Because we talked about this baseball player earlier in the show. We checked where he was on the home run list.
Mike Trout.
It is Mike Trout's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does he look like?
You know what? He was a five-tool player, but he looks like your average kind of pudgy white guy, and he's not.
He looks like he's always in a bad mood, but he's rich as crap.
Yeah, he is. He's a big Eagles fan, too.
I could explain the mood then. Okay. He didn't win the Super Bowl. They're going to be back this year, though.
People always speculate if Trout's going to go to the Phillies, his hometown team.
I don't speculate much either. I'm not licensed to,
nor
first off.
Nor should you.
I was debarred.
Where would you put that?
Call me Ale.
Ah! Or Ale. Oh, either one. Those are the only two, though.
Yeah, it's only two. Paige, you go first on this one, if you would.
Mike Trout.
35.
I'm going to say he is close, but I'm going to say he's 37.
Go the other way. Paige is closer.
34. 34 now.
For Mike Trout.
I'll be dipped in dog feces.
Well, what's working out?
Okay.
She's been in a lot of movies, and our favorite hypothetical for her was, hey, you could hook up with her, but she's got to look like Eileen Wuornos in Monster.
God, I always want to call her Scarlett Johansson, but that's not her name.
No. Charlize.
Yep. Charlize Theron.
It is Charlize.
Or you say Theron.
Charlize Theron's birthday.
You know, sometimes I call my toilet a Theron. Did you know that?
Thank you. You can't hook up with her like she looks like an Atomic
She's
Blonde.
Pretty.
Which is hot as balls.
Well, yeah, but she wore makeup to look ugly.
Hey,
like,
she
wasn't just sans makeup. She was made to look ugly.
She looks beautiful on the Dior commercial.
Yeah, she's good looking. I saw her in the news because she said she just hooked up with a 24, 25-year-old dude.
Good.
And she was all about it.
Well, you're like, still 15 years too damn late.
That dude.
No offense.
You're so mean.
Well, I'm even farther.
Well, he's married. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Oh, well.
I will say she is. Oh, Paige, you ladies first.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say.
All right, 49 then.
All right, then 50.
It is a big one. 50. For Charlize Theron.
50 years old.
Good for her.
You know what? I got something I could play for this dude. I just realized. Give me a second right here.
Because
I just realized that he was General
Harp.
He was General Zod.
Please.
Shoot. See? Michael.
Michael.
He was on Boardwalk Empire, too. He was,
he was.
The guy that hated his wife and
that guy.
Cheated on her.
He played George in Boardwalk Empire.
Give me the initial of his last name.
S.
Michael S.
MS are his initials.
That sucks.
He's got two first names.
Michael Scott.
Nope. Mm-mm. Close.
That's what she said. Michael Saren. Saren. Michael
Nelson on Boardwalk. He was George in something. That was a different show.
Are you thinking of The Jungle? What does it rhyme with? I need to go further than just the initials, please. Michael.
It rhymes with the late Jimbo Hannon. Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon. Yep. He had a sister on Saturday Night Live, am I right?
Give you a spoiler alert.
Yeah, he's one of those. There was a couple movies he was the leading man in, and maybe that's not his cup of tea, and maybe that's not fair for me to say, but like, he's one of those
Yeah, great actors.
Needed actors, characters in movies and stuff. I will say he is 50 Trey.
Who is it?
Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Dale or Doherty. Okay.
Would you say 53?
I ain't telling you again. You
okay,
don't 55. Listen.
Okay, 55. No, I'm really sorry.
Don't. 51 years old for Michael Shannon.
Okay. 51
now. That's a horrible NASCAR number.
The last movie I saw him in, The Motorcycle Riders, was not good. It was not a good movie.
That's the name of it?
I think it was Motorcycle Riders.
That's or maybe a stupid the rider. Name.
Tom Hardy's in it. Austin Butler. This is not good. I'm not a big Tom Hardy fan anyway. I feel like he puts on the same accent usually, whatever he does.
Well, you're always wearing his brother Ed's t-shirts in here.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you got a lot of them today. You ever save some for tomorrow?
Well, they've asked me to open up for Mick Foley next year.
It's
not on stage, to the okay. door, helping with his luggage
That's
and stuff.
Nice.
You either know him as Fox Mulder or Hank Moody. He played
David Duchovny.
It is Duchovny's birthday. He played college basketball.
I like him.
I was hardcore into that show for like 1 year. And I didn't hate it. It's just like my job changed and I didn't have the, you know, it was pre-DVR and crap. So I kind of got out of it. I'd like to go back and watch it. It was always really based in reality, kind of, you know, fun stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mulder.
I love both.
He's married to Taya Leone, correct? Or was?
He was. I don't know if they're still together.
I always thought she was gorgeous.
She is pretty.
I will take a shot in the dark. Miss you, Ozzy. 57.
58.
I think I prefer Hank Moody, to be honest with you. 65 years old for Duchovny. Been around for
he's
a bit.
He still looks good.
Yeah, and still acting, too.
Wow.
Play some Run for the Hills or To the Hills. Squeeze Me.
Oh, is it from a movie? I mean, it's from a movie, but is that what we're trying to...
No.
Because this is now not just Happy Birthday or Suck It. It's called Who the Hell Is It? Happy Birthday or Suck It.
This is actually an instance where two famous people had the same name.
We're Sterling Sharp.
No, we're talking about the Iron Maiden version.
King Griffey?
Bruce Dickinson.
Angie wow. Dickinson.
Bruce Dickinson.
Oh, well, who's the other Bruce Dickinson?
He's the producer.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, people, the cowbell sketch.
Yeah. Where
Christopher Walken's playing Bruce Dickinson. Yeah, the producer, not the...
Damn.
Not the singer.
I'm
glad you don't have to sound his last name out. That would not work out well.
Who?
Bruce Dickinson.
I know, there's a baseball player called Hunter Dickinson. And I'm like, that sounds like a Facebook fussing name. Hunter Dickinson.
Might be.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Wow.
Gosh.
How old is dude?
I will say, man, again, total guess. He's got to be 70, but I'm going to knock two more on top. Seven deuce.
Oh, he's not that old.
You are
68.
Wrong.
67 years old for Bruce Dickinson.
Damn.
She got close. We got a couple more left because we don't have any happy heavenly birthdays.
Oh, they're all in hell.
We talked about this guy earlier because you talked about Basic Instinct. And he got the front on shot when Sharon Stone said she didn't know that was being filmed.
Oh,
she,
gosh. You know.
Jason Alexander.
Nope.
No. A cast member or just like a special?
No, he is a cast member.
It wasn't Jerry. It was Michael?
Nope. They used him just to write him out.
Soup Nazi.
Nope. Soup Nazi. Well, I got his Funko Pop.
Man, I you know, again, people...
He also got bit in Jurassic Park off the toilet by the dinosaur.
He got bit?
Yep. The dinosaur ate him off the toilet
cool.
in Jurassic Park.
Cool.
A dinosaur ate him out on a toilet.
Off the toilet.
Off the toilet. Eat,
like a cookie.
God, I don't know.
Wayne Knight. You may know him as Newman.
Ah!
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, damn.
Too many people got their mail.
You know what? I've seen that movie, seen that scene zillions of times. Pop culture has made me forget who the guy is.
Yep.
It's all about just her.
Wayne
Are there fun TikToks when she opens the legs? What would be there to let Trump pop out? Or
you know what? I think
Trump
the movie's...
Palestinian flag, something.
I think the movie's too old of a reference for the TikTok
Kids
crowd.
Kids don't get it, yeah. I will say he is...
I love watching that growing up.
I will say, to stay on subject, 69?
Okay.
Well, that's a good guess.
I'll agree.
Yeah.
70
wow.
for Wayne Knight. We got to do this one here because this comes with a sound drop.
I love sound drops, man.
You want to hear the sound drop now?
Yeah.
Paige,
yes.
You want to play a game?
Robert Englund.
No.
Paige,
yes.
You want to play a game?
R.W. Myloff. No, of course it is the wonderful Tobin Bell.
It is Tobin's birthday. What a nice,
scary man.
The guy that...
Old jig ass.
It took three movies for him to get... Maybe not needed to do press anymore or whatever, but the first three Saws, he was on the Friday that it would come out. It was... I don't know. I guess maybe he thought we had some rapport. Like, because they can say, I don't want to go back on that show, or, hey, put me back on that show. But he would come on every year until Saw 4.
Very odd that he and David Duchovny have the same birthday, because they did an episode of X-Files together where he was smoking the experimental cigarettes.
Smoking Man.
No, right? That was a different guy.
Oh, that was Twin Peaks.
No, that was same show. It was just a different guy.
Oh, that was Hooters.
Wow.
That was a...
Man, you think I drank four Red Bulls today. I really didn't.
At the same time.
I really did.
Might have boofed one of them.
Well, I got a lax kind of day after this, so I think that's kind of what...
You're excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But oddly enough, my Friday tomorrow is busy as H.
Let's trade lives for one day.
Nope. I am...
Please.
He'd be playing with his chest all day.
I would. I'd just be standing in the mirror sprawled.
Be me for a night.
I will say... gosh, 77, which is a great number.
78.
Tobin Bell's 83 years old today. Like I said, no happy heavenly birthdays.
Mm. Should have lived your life better.
Should have. I didn't do this one. Check this out. You know that Charlie and Emilio Estevez have an older brother, Ramon?
Yes.
I didn't
Ramon know Estevez.
But that's Martin Sheen's name, though.
Yeah, he's a junior.
I didn't
Martin
know that.
He's not a junior, yeah. There's also a... boy, did you see where Francis Ford Coppola is like on the...
No.
Yeah, his health is...
Oh, no.
Real, real bad. I know.
It's not good.
Yeah.
His daughter's...
Neither is his wine. Work. I don't know if you've had it.
No. He's into good. That wine. He really likes it.
I'm sure the winery's pretty.
Well, I mean, it can be called Francis Ford Coppola, but when it's $7.99 a bottle, like, come on.
Might as well call it foot and ass at that point.
Yeah, or that's what horses get, right? Foot and mouth disease. All right,
Paige.
Hoofing
now.
Is it? Speaking of hoofing, we're going to get Fat Boy some hand sanitizer for tomorrow's show.
Please.
Since it's Friday. We're going to show out in here. Also, this woman showed out on the FOF line.
Oh. Well, this guy did.
You piece of shit. I don't f***ing understand. Oh, to take you out back and beat the out of you and then lend you out and let people you get my money worth out of you, you piece of shit.
He's going to let people...
He's going to call back now because I thought he was a woman. I thought you said it was a woman. I apologize.
It could be.
Well, you know what? We're not supposed to ask or pass any judgment.
Basically, people can take their turns with whoever this is.
Yeah, but... So maybe they're, like, pretty good.
Going to town. You ever been to town?
I've went to town on someone, but never with someone.
Either Pound or Brown. He's going to one of them.
I'm actually going to Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
All right, Susanna. I hear you.
Banjo's my donkey.
I won't cry for you either.
The FOF put line
your banjo
tomorrow.
Banjo underneath.
I can't not quit talking.
I noticed.
I can't. Like, a thought pops up, I just say it. This is in a good mood. Why do I have to explain myself? I'm in a good mood. People, Matt sounds high right now. You know what? You sound high right now.
I knew this ain't lost all his weight.
Jerks. Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Getting high.
Shoot. I don't take things up my nose. Don't edit that either.
Oh,
I got it. I got it dry.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Don't take this out of town context. God bless America. And thank you. It is good.
Wake up! And this is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.